This recording, England 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Born in Birmingham, in the West Midlands, in England. Lived in Stratford, well, the family home's been in Stratford-upon-Avon all of my life. Went to boarding school when I was 8 to Abley Hall in Worcestershire for 5 years. And then went to another boarding school, Eton College, in Windsor for another 5 years. And then I've went to Exeter University, and I'm on my exchange program. Well, I'm doing American and Commonwealth Arts. It's, you do kind of have a look at everything from photography, films, literature, and our third year we take a year out. It's actually my fourth year because I changed courses. But our third year we take a year out, and we get a choice of Australia, Canada, or the States. And I chose the States, and then they choose the appropriate university, depending on what kind of things you want to learn over here. So here I am. Eton was excellent. I loved it. Really, I think it's one of those places you either love it or you hate it. But, I don't know, I played lots of sports. I was always busy. And I got quite used to boarding school, which some people, when they first arrive, especially because it's got so many strange traditions and customs and things, people calling for boy. So, like the senior boys in the house stand at the top of the stairs, scream boy, and when you're in your first year, you've all got to come running, and the last person has to go off and do some errand or something, and just, there are loads of things like, funny little rules like no eating in the streets and having to cap masters, which means like kind of sticking your finger in the air and waving it about, and it's just, and funny names, teachers are called beaks, and kind of recess is called chambers, and tea's called messing. It's a completely different world, but Exeter University is really good fun. Obviously, did a lot of work too, but it's good fun. And it's kind of lots of small little villages, and it's not unlike where I live in Warwickshire.